Part 1. Attention city officials. After 3 decades and closing in on the 4th decade, maybe there is hope this derelict house will finally be dealt with. I haven't written an editorial in a while. Editorials were done to expose some of the nonsense that's contributed to city officials not dealing with this and other derelict property. First, I want to thank some people, especially Councillor Robinson, for putting forward a motion to deal with these derelict properties in our neighborhoods. Thank you. To Mayor Tolley for his phone calls and wanting to come up to see for himself, thank you. To Councillor Blanc for your words of support, thank you. To the rest of Council for supporting this important motion, thank you. So, words like, I'm taking up precious time of city officials or it's complicated or a councillor was worried about people starting a fire in another derelict property. But not this property, why? Why would ex-city manager Puffelt put a lawyer into a position he is unqualified to perform but has a law degree to fall back on? Except to try to silence a citizen with the Oshawa policy. So, councillors, why do the citizens trying to get a derelict property dealt with have to go through a lawyer? Shouldn't the city provide for a lawyer for citizens trying to get a derelict property dealt with to level the already slippery slope? Lawyer's job title: City Solicitor, Dir. of Legislative Services. He did advise me there were no confidential reports written by ex-city manager Puffelt or bylaw official Montgomery pertaining to the derelict property in question. I did appreciate the information. Also, there were no reports included by Puffelt or Montgomery in the appeal August 10, 2020, by the property owner. So, what did these gentlemen tell the ombudsmans to get such a glowing report that has been the city's defense for this property to date, not its own bylaws? The city's strategic plan. We will walk the talk by living what you want to see in our community. We will have the courage to try new things, and not be afraid action could lead to failure. We will be customer-focused in our deliberations and actions. O, responsive to citizen needs. O, solution-focused. O, start with, yes, in serving the community. We will not be afraid of being challenged by the public. It seems your strategic plan hasn't been part of the plan for citizens living next to derelict properties. I also understand there is a strategic planning committee involved with derelict properties. City Act. Order to remedy contraventions. 328, 1. If a designated officer finds that a person is contravening this act or a bylaw, the designated officer may, by written order, require the owner or occupant of the land, building or structure to which the contravention relates to remedy the contravention. I understand from a city report this committee said the property owner didn't have to paint the east side of the house because of the 2 tree branches. Those same branches are connected to the tree that's destroying our fence. So, this is strategic planning by this committee. The previous clerk provided a letter to me and the ombudsman. I have been advised the city continues to monitor the property in question and has been working toward the goal of returning the property to a livable state or having it demolished. Myron Gulko Teachko, City Clerk, Solicitor, July 22, 2020. The issues of the subject property that spurred the city's focus on derelict house have been remedied. Andrew Svensson, City Solicitor's Office, Department of Legislative and Enforcement Services, September 21, 2022. Any wonder why I started writing editorials? So, I've decided 3 things. 1. I may consider running for council in the next election. 2. I may consider running for mayor in the next election. 3. I will start writing editorials again until this derelict property is demolished or returned to a livable state. Shouldn't someone inform the assistant ombudsman? I sincerely appreciate council wanting derelict properties dealt with, but this doesn't address the 3 to 4 decades citizens have had city officials doing little to nothing to deal with this blight in our neighborhoods. Can someone explain why Fire Chief Montgomery Department's refusal to do not one but 2 requests for a fire inspection were met with, can't go on the property? I asked Montgomery in September 2018 why. Montgomery didn't know what his staff were saying. Taken from my notes when Montgomery was here in September 2018. I've never understood why my complaint went through the fire department when in fact I went through the city manager's office. Building official report to council August 10, 2020. Did Montgomery take credit for my complaint? Why are taxpayers having to pay taxes for salaries to city managers, a fire chief, fire inspector and those on the strategic planning committee and lawyers? Why aren't these individuals bringing changes to bylaws before council to deal with these derelict properties? Why are we expected to pay for this travesty for three or more decades? Take care. Carter Curry. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.